excited you're here, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
All right, here it is, breaking down bikinis.
Oh.
That doesn't just feel as there Disney for the good times.
Yeah, Rachel's fun. She's cute and bubbly and fun, and Monica doesn't want you to put your drink on the table without a coaster.
Yes, yes, that's our lives right there.
Yeah, see, I already told you. This game is me, I'm type A, and you are the fun queen. Just, you know,
yeah, you're just
checking
like,
on her. Yeah. You know, she's so independent, but just hope you have a good day. Like, just make sure you have everything. From that moment of her going to school to me dropping off Smith at school, it was 2 hours of just kind of chaotic time, you know?
They really devote time to you. Like, they sit down and they start telling me a story. And I want to hear all about their day.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But it's like brother somehow doesn't hear that brother one has already begun to tell me the story.
Yes.
So I sometimes just look at them.
My little brother is Sean Lowe, who I think everyone would say is like the most loved bachelor ever.
I looked it up on Twitter. I've been praying about how our words come across, because it's a serious topic and we want you to see our hearts in this.
I would rather be cozy than pretty much anything else. I will say
I've always wondered why you and I are so different.
You have?
I mean, we're alike in a lot of ways, but we're very different too. And now I know.
Because of today's episode.
Absolutely. We're doing something today we never dreamed we would do.
Oh gosh, I'm hurt.
We let the guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I feel like I should be like, I'm Shay and I'm Erica. Like, I hear it.
Here it goes. Here it goes. It's about to come on.
Guys, this is season 2, episode 40 of the Bestie Breakdown. And what are we breaking down today, Erica?
Okay, today we are breaking down season 2.
Season 2. So make sure you listen. Throughout this episode, we're sprinkling in random reader questions. We're going to end with what I think is my number one spiritual gift in life. we're going to talk about my bladder. So much is ahead.
Cover it all. Yes. We talk about a little bit of each podcast. We talk about some reader emails that we got, some DMs. I don't know. We cover it all, friends.
We hope you love it. We are so thankful you have stuck by us for 40 episodes this season. It's been such an honor and a blessing to have you bring us into your little world. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoy the last episode of season 2. And we'll see you soon.
Here it is right now.
Hey, everyone. I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here.
Hey, Shay.
Hey, Erica. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot. I cannot believe that it is like practically May. And we're still going strong with season 2.
I know. This is episode 40.
One.
Oh, 41?
Yeah, isn't it? Episode 41. Oh, no.
It's 40.
Because we recorded episode 40 and we didn't air it.
Yes, we had some issues. So this is 40, which is the perfect sounding way to end it, right?
Ending
on 41 just sounds like, really?
Season 2, episode 40. I think, though, that's the perfect segue. Because really, I think it's season 2, episode 57, because we have not aired a handful of, for whatever reason, typically technical episodes we've recorded.
Yes. It's very on brand for the Bestie Breakdown.
It is. Season 2, episode 40. Listen, it's not up yet. We're just, maybe this will or will not appear on the air.
Maybe you'll hear it. Maybe you won't. It's been a fun season, though. Like,
Last year,
we've come a long way. Imagine how great we might sound next year, right?
Listen, I know we're going to get into all of this here in a second, but we've come a long way.
I know. And I'm saying next year, but I mean like season 3,
yes.
Right? So not yes. necessarily 2023, but just when we come back in 2022, I feel like, I don't know, I might not whistle in my S's. I might not say like so much, you know, all those things that are annoying. I'm going to try to drop them.
You have more ambitious goals. I'm just like, maybe next season we will go the entire season without recording an episode without me hitting the record button. Right? Because I think I've done that twice. Where we've recorded the entire episode and then looked and I hadn't hit record.
Are these low-level goals or high-level goals? I'm not sure.
Oh, they're okay. So what, Erica, yeah. what are we actually breaking down? What's happening today in podcast world?
Okay, so this episode, episode 40, we're breaking down season two. So we have some emails, we have some direct messages, we have some comments, some of our own thoughts. We've just kind of consolidated all of that feedback and we're going to just touch on, you know, a little bit of all the episodes.
And the reason why we are breaking it down today is because this is our last episode of season two. Season two started, I think it started June 1st.
I do too. June 1st, we broke down Hawaii.
And that was the first episode of season two. And we originally only had 10 episodes slated. It was supposed to run through the summer. And because of everybody out there, the listeners' support and encouragement and enthusiasm and love, we went 30 episodes past our original goal. So we are recording this episode today, and then we are going to take a couple of months off to enjoy our kids, to make sure our travel customers get off on their summer vacations, spend all of the energy we need to spend on that, and just to relax and enjoy summer ourselves, right?
Yeah, also just to take a little minute, because I think then when we come back, we'll be a little refreshed, we'll have some new ideas, new topics, we'll be like ready to roll, and it'll be good.
It'll be good. We're going to take this time too to reevaluate our podcast studio setup, because we would like to maybe make it easier to record episodes while we're traveling or to include other people on our podcast, things like that too.
Yeah. See, we've got some high goals too.
Yeah. You know, one basic goal is I would like to be able to see the recording button while I talk. Because even right now, I'm like, I mean, I hit record. I even double checked. You saw me double check. But because of this setup, I can't see it. So minor goal, but I would like to move some things around so I can actually see that sucker recording as we speak.
Yeah, basically season three, we might blow your mind. That's all we're saying.
Yes, we are going to come back bigger and better. But we're so thankful for season two.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for sending us suggestions and questions and podcast topics. Thank you for all of that. It's been fun.
It's been fun. And from Botox to birth to bikinis to then more serious topics like adoption, we've really covered so much.
I know. We've laughed. We've cried. Yes. We've come a long way. Remember we had that big giveaway to kick it off? Like,
yes.
We've had some fun this season. So let's look back a little bit. We did an episode 11. We broke down the first 10 episodes. And then in episode 20, the boys broke down the first like 20 episodes.
Yes. So if you can go back if you want to. Yeah. And here are recaps of those first 20 episodes on those two podcasts. And we'll link them in our show notes. Yeah. So it'll be super easy for you to grab those and listen.
Yeah. So we're kind of going to cover the last 20 where we broke down things like Halloween, adoption, book club, girlfriend parties, holiday gifting, New Year's Same Us, Disney, life hacks, love, McKinney, the 90s, youth sports, kids' birthdays, potty training, and blogging.
Okay, you named a lot of topics. And you know, what do I love more than anything in this world, Erica?
I mean, this could go a lot of ways.
Well, that's true.
Let's be real. We could, okay, you were just not really asking.
But I mean, it's one of the things I love. I love a good statistic, right?
Oh, okay.
I love a good stat. So I'm going to go back and let's see. Okay, I want you to look at the list you just named.
Got
please,
it.
And tell me which podcast episode out of the second half, those last 20 episodes, which one do you think was the most popular?
Okay, my quick guess would be girlfriend parties or potty training, but based on my emails, I would say youth sports was popular too.
Okay. While I think those were all popular, the most listened to out of the second half of this season, the 20 you just named, the most listened to episode was Breaking Down the New Year, Same Us.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I never would have guessed it.
People must have enjoyed listening to you and I, except that we're open for a little bit of growth, but we're also really just going to be content with what we've got going on right now. Yeah. We don't need to be completely new people just because the calendar flipped, right?
Yes, we've got to be realistic.
Yes. And just to speak into my New Year's resolutions, I know everyone's probably pins and needles seeing I am so far I'm failing at texting with both thumbs.
Okay. We did have a listener say she does the same thing and people, her family like teases her as well. So you're not alone.
I'm going to have to go to some sort of occupational therapy because I will mentally try to make myself text with two thumbs. It's too hard. I'm failing at that. I'm failing at the cozy calendar. I am not doing great.
Yes, you quit already.
I would say I put big things in there.
Okay. But not littles.
Okay. And then now I'm kind of to the point where our sports schedules are set, right?
Uh-huh.
So like they're in there. And so the thought of in the fall adding another sports schedule, will I? I don't know. I just really like paper and pen. And again, I think Andrew does enjoy when he receives those daily emails, but he doesn't add a lot to the cozy calendar. So he could be more helpful. That would probably encourage me. But he's not helpful. I don't know. So I'm failing at the first two.
Okay.
I don't even remember what my other resolutions are. So probably failing at those two. But I am working on my bladder. So I've gotten a lot of questions. People want me to break that down. When it's all said and done, I will break it down. But just know that's the one that's sticking this year.
Okay. I mean, yes. We're going to look back and go 2022, the year Shay worked on her bladder.
You know, it motivated me. I've made several doctor's appointments, okay? I thought, listen, that's where my head is. Not calendaring anything and still texting with my pointer finger, but I've made calls. I'm going to see doctors. We're going to get this resolved, okay?
Okay, well, it's April. I mean, we're recording this mid-April, and I'm already on book number two of the month. So basically, I'm like blowing away my, I'm going to read less and just do more goal.
Look at us. Okay. I will also say, you know, I have been trying to watch Yellowstone. I think the last time we chatted, I was 20 minutes into the first episode.
I mean, what episode are you on now?
I quit. I haven't even gone past that. I've decided that show is not for me. I've decided to move on. I shouldn't have to make myself watch it. That's what I've decided. I shouldn't have to. Ryan, life is too short. If you don't immediately feel pulled in, I think it's a good show, but it's just not for me. I've quit. I've quit a lot of things. I've quit Yellowstone. I've quit a lot of TV. I will be honest. I quit a lot of TV this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not.
Okay.
It's specifically not, to Yellowstone. I've just realized time is short. Listen, that Julia miniseries on HBO Max, though, that I committed to fully and watched all those episodes. So that show had no problem committing to.
Okay. And as someone who loved Yellowstone, I'm going to say Yellowstone, it's not you, it's her. It's a Shay issue. Not a Yellowstone issue. Oh, I don't even understand her right now.
No, and listen, I keep getting so much mixed feedback on, what's the other one? 1883?
18? Yes, I haven't watched that either.
I get mixed feedback on that. And so then I've just decided, I'm just going to not finish. I'm done with it.
Okay.
It's okay. You know what? It's okay. Yeah.
You know what? One day Shay's going to have some bladder reconstructive surgery or something. I'm going to show up at her house. I'm going to say, lay down, you rest, and I'm just going to play Yellowstone, right?
Now I'm interested in BritBox. That might be my next.
What?
Yes. I think that might be more my speed. I think I am. This is the year of Shay just is getting all the negative out of, like, no violence. I want, like, funny shows. I want, like, yeah. Listen, if that Yellowstone business was happening in real life, the news would be all over that. Okay, I'm just saying.
If
things happening at Dutton Ranch, that would be global. That would be like global news.
I know.
That is like a violent show.
It is a violent show. Coming from the lady who watched Game of Thrones.
Yes. No. Yes, I understand.
I'm in a weird place because I don't understand you right now.
I think in my 40s, I'm just done with the violent shows. Ozark.
So if I would have given this goal to you when you were 39, you would have moved. You would have kept going?
You know when you should have given it to me? like 10 years ago when it was limited what you could watch on TV. I think that's part of my problem too, is like,
the sky's the limit. Yes. So many options.
So yeah. Then I feel like I'm a very focused person in real life, but I get super unfocused because then I'll turn on to watch this show, but then my phone is chirping at me before I even hit play. Like, there are 12 other shows you should also be watching. And then I go down this rabbit hole, and then I'm watching Formula One. And then I'm like, you see, there's too many, my brain is overstimulated.
Okay.
That's why I read. Yes.
I understand.
Because I quit Formula One too. I watched the first three episodes because Smith and Andrew are like, it's their favorite show ever. Okay. And I thought it was very good. Okay. I thought Formula One is like four seasons, maybe five seasons. And I first watched the first three. I thought it was so good. But then I said, is this all they do is like race and like every episode? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, all right, I'm out. Like, I've seen enough.
Yes. I mean, you're right. God created us all. We all like different shows. I watched one episode of Formula One and couldn't get into it. And Tab has heard Andrew talk about it so much. He loves it. And I think Tab's watching it, but it's not for me.
All they do is, it's interesting, but I mean, four seasons of just them going in like circles. Like, I'm like, I can't commit to this.
No.
I can't. I just can't.
I get it. Okay. So let's talk about adoption.
Oh, let's segue right into that.
I mean, I know. It was a hard right turn. Okay. So we got a lot of great feedback about adoption. And we, in our podcasting minds, we're hoping that there are lots of other podcasts coming. But if you have any specific questions or anything that you think we could do like a whole entire podcast episode on, please send us that. We had a lady reach out and she said, this was her question. She said, I feel very called to adopt, but I'm not someone who loves holding other people's children and I find it really hard to connect with other kids. So I'm worried that I won't feel a connection with an adopted child. Did you guys feel that way?
No, because they were my kid. So like the minute I saw their picture, it was like seeing a sonogram picture, right? Like that's my kid. So I don't necessarily, I'm not like really a baby person. Like we have friends that they see a baby.
Like, want to hold the newborn, yes. Give her to me. Yes.
Yes. And they see a baby at a restaurant and they go all over them. And I worked in the infant room at church for a full year. So all I did was every Sunday held babies. I only did it a year. It wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
I'm not a baby person, but I'm super a my kid person. So yeah, you look at a sonogram picture, that's your kid. I looked at pictures of these kids from China and like, those are my kids. So I don't know. I always just looked at them as those are my kids. So the connection never felt like I'm holding somebody else's kid. I was holding my kid.
Yeah. I also think that's something that I think everybody thinks about if you're adopting, right? Like that's something that is in the back of your mind from like day one, just how will that connection be compared to having a biological child? Like, does it feel the same? So I would also say that that's something that I prayed about a ton and a ton and a ton. And basically like holding her from day one, it felt like, yeah, this, I mean, you have her 24/7. That is your child the second they give her to you. So that was never a thing. I also think we adopted kids who were young. So we spent a lot of time doing lots of mothering for them. Where if you adopted an older child, I can't speak into that as much because I think the need, you know, their needs all needed to be met. So I don't know. I think for me, it was like very easy because I was doing everything that I did for my other children. She immediately felt like my child, we're doing all the things that I did for any other kid, if that makes sense.
Okay, I'm going to speak into that. So I think what you said is exactly right. We're speaking into like smaller children. I cannot speak into if you're adopting an older child because I think that's a different ball game. But our kids never doubted we were their parents, right? They were so little.
That's true. Yes.
They didn't have a single memory of a mom. They didn't even know what a mom was, right? They didn't understand that role and they'd never heard that word to describe a person and what they do for them. So our kids never questioned that we were their parent. They immediately like took to us and we took to them. If you are adopting children that are older that maybe have memories or former relationships with their biological parents, yeah, that's going to be a different, That's going to be different.
The connection was quick for both us and our children, but I think a lot of that is probably like their age.
Yes.
It was very seamless considering we were adopting like babies.
We weren't replacing anyone in their mind, which I think made it so much easier. And if you have an older child, you are maybe probably replacing somebody that they have already had a relationship with. That would be different.
Yeah.
But I think if you have a heart for adoption, that's not there on accident. I don't think it's going to be easy or perfect or seamless, but I just think if you truly say like, yes, adoption is on my heart, I truly have a heart for adoption, that is there for a reason. And you should probably like lean into that.
Yeah. We can say that every adoption story is different. So this isn't something that we've had issues with. We know people who have. So we don't want to say like it's always 100% easy, but I definitely think spend lots of time in prayer if that's something you're concerned about. And I think God will work the details out of that.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. The next episode we talked about, the episode we recorded was on the book club. So we did two. This one is so perplexing to me because we got so much feedback on the book club. I still get questions all the time from people. Are you bringing it back? Are you bringing it back? Here's the thing. I think if you read the book, you loved the book club episodes. But if you didn't read the book, you probably skipped that episode of the Bestie Breakdown.
Yeah.
So it was super polarizing.
Yes. There weren't a lot of people listening in between. I've been thinking, I think we could read a book that also is a movie so that then people who don't read could hear us kind of compare the two or talk about the movie. Or do you think that might work?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to keep thinking, but we have gotten lots of feedback asking, are you bringing it back? What book are you reading? When are we doing it again? So there are definitely lots of people who are interested.
I have a book in my mind too. We will talk about it later. Okay. But yeah, that's a good idea because I want it to be, I think every other topic was inclusive of everyone because even if you didn't have biological children in the birth episode, we spoke to you about different things. Like, I just think the book episode was so specific that it was so specific. People loved it, or so specific. People were like, I'll pass.
Yeah. There weren't a lot of like, I'll listen and just see. Okay. Throughout this episode, we're going to pop in some random reader questions because we had some that we hadn't addressed this season. Okay, lots of questions about an example of Andrew's workout. What does it look like? We just did it this morning, so I feel like we could like pop off the things we did.
Yes, I feel like there should be a disclaimer that he is not some sort of a professional trainer. Please consult your doctor before exercising.
Oh, for sure.
Right, I feel like we should. He is very fit and has spent a huge portion of his life in athletics, but he sells insurance professionally. So I just want to make sure we all know, like, don't get hurt, Andrew.
True, 100%.
We should just have him do a whole episode. We should just go back to selling travel and have him do an episode on this next season.
I would say it's like mostly strength training. It's weights. So we're doing lunges with weights. We're doing today. What did we do? We did lunges, we did squats, we did plank a lot.
I know, I'm going to get in trouble. We're going to do this wrong. He's going to get mad at us because he's going to say we're not saying it correctly.
There's something about 10 exercises.
There are 10 body parts. This is like the lecture I get. Oh. There's like 10 body parts maybe, and you're supposed to hit all 10 twice a week.
Okay.
That's his like science behind it. Maybe I'm doing my numbers wrong. The reason why I get this lecture is because anytime I feel like we need a fresh new workout and I ask him, if I don't ask him at the right time, he'll be like, I feel like you and Erica should know what to do by now. And I'm like, yeah, we don't. And then he goes into the whole, there are 10 body parts. You're supposed to do two.
Okay. So we're doing like two exercises with biceps, two with back, two with shoulders, two with legs, two with hamstrings,
calves. Yes.
So that explains it. And I would say we, like this morning, it took us like 50 minutes to do the workout. We usually do two exercises. We each do one, then we switch, and then we do two more.
Yes. I mean, it's really efficient. He has it down to a science, which is another reason I understand you and I probably should be able to do this on our own. but I don't want to. I like to go in there and he has it written out for us.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
I don't consider myself lazy in very many areas of my life, but this is one where I'm like, yes, I'm lazy. I want to go in there and see it written.
Or just have somebody tell us
yes.
what to do. Like if Andrew wasn't doing that, I feel like I'd be looking on Pinterest for like
yes.
a quick weight workout, something like that. So that's yes. an example. That's kind of yes. what we're doing.
So yeah, which is about 50 minutes. And yeah. we, so I think because he lifts weights, I think 6 days a week. So he breaks up the body part per day, you know,
a
like he'll
more.
Do like a back day or a yeah. leg day. But you and I have, we like the variety.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I mean, listen, if you ever want to hear Shay and Erica start complaining, you get us on that second like bicep exercise and we're both in there moaning and groaning. We couldn't do a whole like arm day.
This morning, I literally started talking by saying like, you know what I really hate? That's what I started. It was about, there were 15 reps on that one exercise. And I'm like, 15 is too many times.
I laid down at one point. It was hard. Today was hard. I mean, we're podcasting right now. It's like past, it's like lunchtime. I'm still in my workout clothes because the thought of washing my hair, my hands, it's going to be, I'm sore raising my arms above my head.
Yeah, my arms are sore.
So anyway. We can show you some more Andrew workouts. We could have Andrew come on and chat some more. We're going to try to, season three, more people can talk at the same
yes,
time.
Yes.
We're working on that. Yes.
Okay. Then we did a podcast on girlfriend parties.
I loved this episode.
Me too.
Yes.
I also, which we might talk about this again, I'm sure, friendship. Like, why not? We could talk and talk. I just read somewhere, but I cannot remember where I read it. And it was talking about how when our kids are little, it's so easy for us to make friendship connections, right? Like when we're young moms, we're playing at the park with our kids and it's easy to make those relationships or like get those started. I think the season we're in right now is the trickiest because our kids are all going 700 different ways. We're the driver. We're super busy and it's easy for us as moms to be like, there's not time for me to hang out with my friends. But this, whatever I was reading was talking about how 5 or 10 years from now, we're going to need those friends more mm-hmm. than ever. So even though we're in this like busy stage of our lives, we just have to remember that it's still really important to put time and effort and energy into those relationships. So enter girlfriend parties.
Yes. An easy way. So if you missed this episode, you need to go back and catch it because we talk about, we host a variety of different girlfriend parties, some bigger, some smaller, some with food, some where you meet at a coffee shop, some with gifts, some without gifts, some you bring your own recipes, mm-hmm. some you host. I mean, we cover it all in this topic, but in this episode, but we talk a lot about how these parties are really great sometimes, some of them for bringing in mixed company, maybe people you don't know super well. It's a really good way of bringing new people together.
Yeah.
And then some of the ones we talk about are really good, but only for your more intimate friendships because you need to know people a little bit better.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
No, you were telling me this the other day, and it's so true. I think, too, meeting friends when you have young kids, in my opinion, it kind of equalizes everyone. You know, your education, your background, how big your house is, if you work, if you've got two jobs, if you're divorced, it doesn't matter what kind of mom life you're living. We're all trying to potty train the same kids.
Yes.
It like equalizes you. Like it gives everybody like this common ground. Like we're all trying to get those babies to sleep through the night. So it doesn't matter if you're the CEO or you stay at home or you're married or divorced or whatever. It just kind of meeting women when you have really small kids, it's just an easy way to bond because we're all like in the trenches together.
You're all in it together, yeah.
And it gets different when our kids get older because, you know, I know our lives revolve around busy sports schedules and other moms, their lives are revolving around maybe their kids are very involved in other activities or maybe their kids are the kids that are constantly crafting at home and or maybe they don't have kids. It just gets different.
Yeah.
It gets different. So yeah, such a good word. Our friendship episode, which was episode 4 of this season, was for the whole season the most popular episode. So make sure you catch the friendship episode and girlfriend parties because we want you to have friends.
Yeah, but definitely I feel like season 3, we got lots more to say about that. So
lots. And maybe we can figure out how to add microphones and some of our girlfriends can be on
yeah,
here.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be? Or you and I, again, we can go back to work and our girlfriends and Andrew can just take over.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Okay, we also talked holiday gifting, and one of our emails about holiday gifting was asking us if we have any certain number, like do we get a certain number of gifts for our kids, or do we have any specific traditions about gifting where, you know, some families do, like we get a book, we get a, I don't know, there's some like catchy need, read, book. I don't know the catchy.
Yeah, it's,
you know, like, what I'm saying. There's something like that.
Need, want, read. People are screaming at us right now as they listen.
No,
obviously, Eric and I don't subscribe to this, but
I don't. I mean, I really just would say, like, we try to get everybody, get every child the same number of gifts. So kind of base it on price. And then, you know, if you get one, something that's really expensive and your sibling has more things that are less, then your other couple gifts are going to be like socks, you know, yeah, inexpensive things.
I don't know that my kids are like paying that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like your kids are paying way more attention, or maybe if there's only two kids, I could see where it'd be easier to pay more attention to, like, well, Johnny got this many and I only got this many. But I kind of feel like it's a little bit of chaos on Christmas morning. So,
oh, it is.
So yeah, I feel like maybe, I don't know. I always, like, 1 year Smith got a dog. That's all he got. Smith had one present under the tree. He got a dog, and the dog wasn't even there yet. He was going to get the dog in 3 weeks. So he just got a dog.
Yeah.
And he got nothing else. So he watched the sisters open a bunch of presents, but he was okay with it because he got a dog, you know?
He was old enough to understand too that I got a dog.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was nine.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I think, I don't know that I do anything specific. I'm very visual. I have to like pull everything out and kind of look at it,
mm-hmm,
you know, so that I can see, like, I want visually to it to be appealing. But, yeah, you know, Kensington, you know, Ashby maybe wants a bike and Kensington wants makeup. So it looks different. They cost different. I don't know.
I'm always super manic at the end when I'm like, oh my gosh, so-and-so doesn't have enough. And then I'm ordering things at the last minute. And, you know, it's very like on brand for Erica.
Well, Andrew wants a zero gifting policy in this house. He wants no gifts because Andrew doesn't like stuff. So I always get in trouble because he's like, we don't need another coloring book. And I didn't need to bring, you know, put marker. I mean,
it's tricky because they need nothing. They need nothing. But you're just trying to like make some fun memories.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do this year though? I'm going to go ahead and say, well, I'm going to say it now. Hopefully I'll remember. You know, I have a friend and you've seen her on Instagram, but I'm going to try to do the individual wrapping paper, but with her face on it.
That's so cute.
You know, yes, where it's like, so, because then I think one that will help me look under the tree to be like, oh, there's a lot of Madeley faces under, yes, the tree and not very many Kensington faces. I don't know. I thought that would be like a fun little twist to put on this year's Christmas, yeah, wrapping.
Super cute. Okay. Random reader question. Do you have any middle school tween teen parenting recommendations so far?
Like advice or recommendations? Like, what do they mean?
I think what she meant, the email was about like her daughter is about to go into middle school and she's nervous and worried about it. Like, after we've experienced 2 years of middle school with girls, 1 year with boys, I would say the biggest thing is like just talk to them. Like communicate as much as possible. Ask about their day.
I think you need to go back and listen to episode 3 where we talk about why our kids don't have phones.
That too. Yeah, that'd be great.
And I understand it's different for everybody and I'm not trying to like open that can of worms again, but I just think there's been a lot less drama, insecurity, bad decisions, feeling left out, hurt feelings over the fact that my kids live a very clueless life without their phones. I don't know. I have, you know, I know there's like drama happening on like Threads and on Instagram between middle school kids. And I just think it's really nice. Our kids are not, they're not dragged into that.
Yeah.
So if your kid doesn't already have a phone, or if you think that could be a life choice you want to consider, we talk about it in episode 3, breaking down social media. So I think that's been super helpful because it's kind of kept the calm, I feel like, so far in middle school.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Next up is New Year, Same Us. I mean, look, I think we covered that.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
I'm working on my bladder, not working on my texting. You're reading?
I'm reading.
Even though you said you weren't going to read.
I know. I just didn't. what happens when I read a book is it almost consumes me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to keep reading. It's hard for me to put it down. I don't sleep as much because I'm trying to finish the book at night. You know, that kind of thing. So when I say I don't want to read, it's not because I'm not trying to like expand my knowledge, that kind of thing. No, I just mean I end up using time that I should be sleeping, doing laundry, doing something else because I'm worried about finishing the book.
Yes. That's very, I'm trying to see how that fits into your Enneagram personality.
Mm.
Because where do you go when you're unhealthy? Where does an Enneagram 9 go?
I go to 6. Remember, I worry.
So you're worried about that? Because I feel like that obsessive, that's not really you on a normal day. Normal Erica is not like, she's so like go with the flow and laid back. No, must be the 6 in you. Like,
maybe. I've got to finish it. Yeah, I don't know.
Got to see how
that's
it's
what
end.
Happens. Yeah.
Hmm. Enneagram Part 2. Enneagram was a popular episode this season. Part 2 is going to come up in season 3.
We need to read another book about it.
Oh, I've got one. I've okay. got the, it's. I'm going to mess up the title, so please don't Google it because I'm about to mess up the title.
Okay.
But it's on my nightstand right now. It's about.
Just guess.
Yeah, being a Christian and why the Enneagram is so good for your walk with Jesus.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Perfect.
So it ties them in.
That's
about
great.
Yes, about loving others and how Jesus encompasses all. He is perfect, right? So he can relate to and is a part of him is all the Enneagram numbers, right?
Okay, that's
and for all
great.
The good reasons. Anyway, yeah. I will find the name of that book. We will put it in the show notes. So, all right, Erica, what was next?
Then we talked about love. We broke down love. And remember how I kept talking about how flowers were such a big thing at my school?
Yes.
Okay, this lady, her name was April. She said kindergarten through 12 of her school had 300 students total, one hallway, same story as mine. And she said anytime somebody got flowers at school, it was like, you know, like a big deal. So I think maybe it's a small town thing because I actually think our kids' schools here, I think like you can't send them flowers, right?
Yes.
That's what we discovered.
That's what we discovered this year is that they said, if something comes for your kid, we're not taking it to their class.
Like, yes. So don't do it. I'm sure because there are so many kids. So can you imagine the chaos? But at a smaller school, it was like the super fun part of Valentine's Day.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Look at you small town people with your flowers.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, April, for telling
us
that. I know.
I appreciated that.
Yes.
And then on the subject of flowers, this question's for you. Are Texas homecoming mums still a thing?
Yes. And they're bigger and more insane than they ever were. Yes.
Okay.
And this is something you do not do in Missouri.
No.
But they're so... My mums... Okay, because you get not real flowers. Let's start with that. The mums are made of artificial flowers. That way you can keep them forever. Okay?
Okay.
So mine like hung in my bedroom growing up, like my 4 mums for all 4 years because they keep forever. But they were big and heavy, but I could still pin it to my dress, right? Like they were super
yes.
big and heavy, but I still not too heavy to actually secure to my dress. But the ones we see now, there's no way these girls are, because they're like, they have lights. They have stuffed animals. They basically have like balloons.
They're
right?
like hanging around their neck.
Yeah, they're hanging around their neck because they're so heavy. No, it is gaudy and they're tacky looking and they're ugly and terrible looking. But that's like what you do here.
Yeah.
They're expensive too.
They are. Yeah, if you don't make them yourself, I've heard stories.
Oh yeah, because the boys wear garters, which are smaller.
But still kind of big.
Oh, I loved my mums. I can still visualize like all 4 of mine. Like they hung in my room. I loved them. Yeah.
Yeah, still a thing. Still happening.
Still a thing down here. We go big down here in the Lone Star State. The big old mums. Next up, youth sports. Oh, youth sports. I liked this episode. I thought it was perfect for spring. The timing was great.
I would say this is the episode that we got the most emails about. So I tried to pull like the most talked about parts of the episode. But okay, so this one high school teacher reached out. I didn't want to say her name. But she said she agreed with our views and so much of what we were saying. And it was so important. But she wanted to stress that it's crazy important to let your kids have that downtime. Like, let them watch TV, let them relax, let them be a kid. So I think Shay and I both agree with that. Like, if we didn't express that well in the episode, that was not our intent, right? I mean, we 100% think kids need to be kids. They need to watch TV. They need to chill. She just said that as a high school teacher, there are so many high achieving kids nowadays whose parents are doing what we're doing. They're putting them in sports. They're, you know, taking them to all the things. And those people pleasing students end up having like major issues because they're trying to please everyone because there's so much pressure. So pressure isn't our goal at all. We are here to just have well-rounded kids.
I think that's like a very wise word.
Yes. I was so appreciative that she emailed that in because that wasn't our intent when we were saying it. It was just more like, you know.
Just last night, Andrew and I were talking because where Smith's tournament is this weekend. Just last year, he had a tournament there and we were naming like, oh yeah, that was a tournament. And we named randomly lots of people that Smith knew came, like his pitching coach came, and then like Sean came, and Loving Papa Jay and Uncle Nut came, and like we were just like talking about like the location, like and then Andrew goes, it's weird, I can't even remember, like, did we win, did we do well, I can't even remember, right? And then we were like, we had like a moment, like in the moment it seems so important. 1 year later and we're like, I remember who was there.
Yeah,
we remember who showed up for our kid. We have no recollection of if our team did well or not during that tournament, right?
Yeah,
because that's just not what really matters
in the
and what
end,
sticks
that's
with
not
you.
What you remember. Yeah,
but in the moment you can let it consume you and you can make that feel way more important than it needs to.
Yeah,
we just had that talk. Yes,
that was good.
I thought it was a great episode.
Okay, another mom reached out and said that something great for her kids with sports is the fact that you have to keep your grades up. So as a mom, she's not always talking to her kids about grades because if their grades aren't what they're supposed to be, then they can't play in high school or you have to sit in middle school. And then she also said that they sign a code of conduct in regards to like drugs or alcohol or just your character and how you're behaving. And if, you know, if you break the contract, then again, you're off the team, you set, like there are rules for that too. So she was saying that's been a huge positive thing for her kids when it comes to sports in high school, just to keep them like accountable.
And it doesn't just have to be mom and dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's so hard though to be a parent and know what your kids should be doing, see that they're not doing it, know what the consequence is going to be, and then just let them take the consequence, right?
Yes.
Like, it's so hard not to be like, hey, get that grade up, get that grade up. You're not going to play. Like,
yes.
Sometimes they should just not get to play.
Yeah.
And suffer the, you know, it's so, parenting can be so hard sometimes.
It can.
But it's so good when your kids have to answer to other kids. So, yeah. I mean, other kids, to other adults.
Adults, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of kids, I had kid on my brain because the next episode was kids' birthdays.
Yes, lots of ideas for things that we've done in the past for our kids' birthdays.
Made me want to throw a party.
Did it?
A little bit it did. Yeah, but this is the year of alternate birthdays for the Shoal kids. Everybody's going to have like a different kind of birthday. So maybe I'll throw, who can I throw a party for?
Andrew, let's go celebrate for
dinner. Oh, that's a good idea. It put me in the... I had forgotten because it made me go back to my old birthday post. But remember we used to do the cupcakes with the cookies coming out of the top? Remember how cute those were?
Yes,
I had forgotten all about those.
Yeah, they were teeny tiny little sugar cookies that the baker would put on top of cupcakes.
They were adorable. Yeah. And I probably had 10 birthday parties in a row where I included them. Just little details like that I'm like, that was fun.
Yes.
I kind of, and maybe I needed that podcast episode to... you know, encourage me for my next party, to give me some motivation for my next party.
A little something. We just celebrated 2 birthdays in my house. And for Ebby Lee, who turned 13, we took 3 girls, like 3 of her closest girlfriends. And we did a super fun night in Dallas. We had, we went to Dry Bar and got their hair done. And then we did like a fun dinner spot. And then we spent the night in a hotel. And then the next morning, like, you know, we drove everybody home, but it was super fun. They had a great time. And for the moms out there, it's like, it was so easy for me, right? I mean, those parties when they're little, when you're like having decorations and making sure all the food's right. And I don't know, all those details, this kind of party was so easy.
Listen, it was my favorite slaughter party because somehow you or both of your kids had birthday parties this year that took them away from the house.
Yes.
What you did, you eliminated half my family for one night.
I did. You're right.
So Tab and Nixon took Smith and Andrew to do something. You had Kensington. And then Ashby, Madeley, and me, we had like the ultimate three of us night. It was fantastic. Love celebrating the Slaughter Kids.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
What's up? Okay. Another random reader question. Shay, do your kids mind that you show them on your social media, but they aren't allowed to have their own social media?
Well, I always ask, now that they're older, before I post a picture of them, even if it's like on stories or my blog or Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, I ask, and sometimes they say like, eh, not that picture, and I'm not in the mood. Like, I'm totally, and I don't, like, it's a totally an open conversation. But they are not allowed to have social media because they're kids. Mom can post pictures of her family because she's an adult, and this is mom's job. And so they understand that. So, and honestly, I feel like my kids, maybe because they don't have phones, so they don't know how appealing social media can be, they really just want to text their friends. My kids aren't ever asking me for Instagram or TikTok or whatever to post pictures or videos. I don't know that my kids have ever asked for that. They just want to like text their friends. Anytime we don't have phones conversation comes up, it's about them wanting to text their friends. It's never about
social media.
No, it's never about social media. So, but probably because they don't see the allure to it and they don't have, I mean, I have like an addiction to it, right? Like it's easy to get like sucked in.
I think once you have an account, you do. Yeah.
So my kids know because I don't think they know that it's cool. I mean, you know, like they haven't really like tasted it yet. So
yeah. I think we talk about that in the phone episode, but we had a friend one time tell us that she was not allowing her kids to have social media until they were 18. Is that right? Did we talk about this in the episode?
Or we've talked about it in real life because Andrew and I love that rule and we are not doing that.
It's her reasoning was like she doesn't want her kids to not be able to go to a college or get a job or I don't know. You know, the list is long of things that could not happen because of something crazy or ridiculous that you posted on social media years ago. So we both heard that and we're like, whoa, that was very smart. And so I think we both kind of think that in the back of our head. I don't know. Tab and I haven't talked about it lately. But and then also the other thing is social media channels, they all have ages, right? I mean, that you're supposed to be, not that everyone is when they use them. Am I making this up?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm old enough that nobody stops me from using any of them.
I thought there was like an age where like you're supposed to be 13 or I don't know what the number is. Maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know. But yes, we've talked in great detail and we tell our kids after they get accepted into a university and they or whatever they're going to do, the fire academy or the Navy or whatever they do past high school, after they get accepted into that and then they're 18 and not living in my house, they can have whatever they want. But I don't want to arm them with the weapon that could, because I've armed them with the weapon, they could, you know, shoot themselves because they have used it inappropriately. And then they lose that opportunity to go to the Navy or they lose that scholarship to college or just that admittance into college. Like, yeah. I don't want to be the one that hands them the weapon that they can hurt themselves with, because social media can be a great thing. It can also really hurt you too. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe other people's kids are better and more mature at handling it. I just don't think my kids are going to have that until they're out of my care.
I feel like we've had this exact conversation in these exact locations.
Maybe it was episode 3. Maybe social media.
I think we talked about it.
Yeah,
what was next?
There's 40 episodes. And I'm not joking. You guys, I'm not joking. We have recorded full episodes that either A, were terrible that we never published.
Yes.
A couple of those. Or they were B, never even recorded. And it wasn't until we were done and took our headphones off and went like, whew, that we were
that's
like,
that's over.
Ah! We did not even record it. So I know you think this is our 40th episode. It's really like our 57th. I'm telling you, there's a lot that's happened behind the scenes.
But
we're not made it to the airwaves.
Today.
Yes. Okay. So maybe that happened. I'm saying maybe that happened in an episode that never made it to the
True. That could have been it too. Okay. Another one, potty training.
I loved the potty training episode. I mean, I loved it in the sense that I hadn't allowed myself to go back to the dark place.
Yeah. You hadn't gone there mentally.
So it was fun to go back there. I will say when my kids, I told them like, this week's episode's on potty training. And they were like, did you talk about when we were potty training? And I was like,
yes.
Listen, you should go visit my blog. There are photos and there is more content about you potty training than one episode could ever like get around. So yeah, your potty training's out there. I was like, good news. Your friends will all know that you're potty trained.
Yeah. No accidents.
It's
anymore.
All out there.
Okay. I didn't put her name, but direct quotes from an email.
Okay.
I could cry. Scratch that. I did cry. That's what she said. That's how she started her email. She said she has a new baby, a toddler in the midst of potty training, and a 5-year-old. And she was like, I understood everything. She just said it felt really good listening to the episode and knowing she's not alone, that everyone's been there or are there or will be there one day. And so I hope you felt the same way as you listened to the potty training episode. It's hard. Those days are hard and exhausting and long, but one day you'll look back and they'll be potty trained.
And you'll miss that stage.
Will you?
I mean, maybe not the actual potty training.
No,
but
not the
potty
training.
You don't get it back. You don't get the little kid thing back.
Yeah.
And I know it's really hard while somebody's in it to be like, I know it's really hard, but you should enjoy it because it's going to go by fast. But that's where I am, people. It's really hard. And because people say that right now to us about like middle school. Oh, middle school is really hard. But once you get to high school, their hormones level out. It gets better. But just try to enjoy middle school. I think I'm trying because I want to heed that wisdom, but.
And you've also witnessed how quickly, you know, the first 12 or 13 years have gone. Yeah.
You know, it goes really fast, but potty training was terrible. And I do think on my blog multiple times I've said it was my least favorite part of parenting. So far to date, nothing has topped it. Not even middle schoolers. Nothing has topped potty training. It's terrible.
It was hard. It's really hard.
But we all made it to it to the other side.
We're past it now.
We made it to the other side. Okay, we have one more random reader question, Erica.
Yes.
It's about your favorite subject.
I know. You're going to have to answer it because I've got nothing.
The question is, laundry isn't my spiritual gift. What do you do to keep up with it?
You do it all the time, every second of your life. When you're breathing, you've got a load of laundry going.
I don't like doing laundry. Okay. But I just do it.
But I don't know what it is. Like, I cannot just do one load a day.
Why? That's where you got to just start with one load.
No. I mean, in order to keep up, I have to do like 2 loads a day or sometimes 3. Or if you're doing sheets, then you do 4. You know what I mean? Like, I think the whole, like, I just do one load a day and I stay on top of it. Like, okay. I have to do more than that or I get behind. I don't know if we're changing clothes more.
Yes,
I don't know what's happening.
Listen, I will say this. Maybe this is my spiritual gift. Okay. We got to evaluate what you're washing. Okay.
Okay.
Because maybe you're now on sheets days, then I am doing more.
Multiple.
But this is where my Enneagram 8 and my type A-ness comes in. So if I know like the next day is a sheet day, then when I go to bed, the washing machine's completely empty because the minute me or whomever that person gets up, their sheets go in there.
Uh-huh.
They get washed, they get dried. They're back on their bed by like 8 a.m., like super fast.
And then but you have 2 washer and dryers, right?
Yes, and I know that's like...
Do you go... They're both going at the same time.
No, I would say it kind of alternates. Like
okay.
The 2 washer and dryers come more from laziness than anything. Like there's an upstairs and then there's a downstairs. But I just really think like we do like one load a day. Now, if my little girl's laundry gets like out of control, and they put all their laundry up, but I tell them like, well, look at what you're washing. Well, Ashby, you had that shirt on for 5 minutes, right? And then you took it off and then you put it in the dirty clothes. Like, that's why you have, like, we evaluate our laundry.
Maybe every slaughter is wearing our shirts
for
5 minutes. I don't know. I just think for our family, in order to keep it up, I have to do like 2 loads of laundry every day.
Are you putting it all away or are they?
No, my kids put it away.
Okay.
I mean, I'll help Britt, but everybody else puts their own laundry away. So
I feel like you had a good system.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like it.
Where's the breakdown?
I don't know who sent this question. I don't like doing it.
This is when I watch TV, though. Are you doing something fun?
I usually fold it like at night when we're all sitting there. So I'm not just folding it by myself. And then they put it away because, again, they're all there. I don't know. If you're like me and you keep thinking like I'm doing one load and it's not enough, just try doing two.
Okay, wait, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Okay, I have another question. But my hampers are never completely empty. Are you doing too much at one time? Like I will do a load, but
hampers are full. Laundry.
Yeah, but it's in a hamper out of my sight.
Well, okay, so I think that too.
My end goal is never to have all the laundry done. If that's your end goal, I think that's too big of a goal.
Okay, so see, I think when some people's idea of keeping up with it is like all of our laundry is done.
No, that's not my goal. No.
Okay, so that's a difference.
Yes. So my goal is just there's no laundry around the house. It's either in the hamper, hung up, or in the drawer.
Probably would be the same. You would probably have to do two loads if you did not have dirty clothes. And because every hamper, I mean, you probably have six hampers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So having a little clothes in every hamper would be an extra load or two.
And I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
So okay. I think you have to be okay with that too. Like, so for me, it would be too overwhelming if I was trying to keep every hamper empty. My thing is every hamper doesn't need to be empty.
No, it doesn't.
So I don't mind having it. And if it's like a sports thing that they need, then it's my kid's job to put that directly in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will get in the very next day's cycle or whatever. And then as their hampers get filled, they bring them to the laundry room. And that's just never on the same day. It's just kind of whenever. But yes.
Okay. What happens if three kids bring their laundry hampers down at the same time?
Oh, I'll send it back. Or I'll take a little bit. I try to do one. So I'll say like, okay, Smith, I'll do yours. But like, take it back to your room. I'll get yours tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't like, you know me, I don't like a mess. I like my house to be neat as a pin. Yes. So I want my laundry room to be like neat as a pin. So it's in their hampers and all their hampers have lids in their closets. You're biting off more than you can chew.
I hope that whoever's listening to this is like, okay, maybe that's helpful.
Yeah,
too.
I'm not. My goal is not to like have all this clean laundry because I could care less if like all my kids' pajamas are clean.
Yeah.
My goal is just that it's not strung out all over my house.
Yeah. I mean, right now we're living in complete chaos with a home remodel. So this isn't even applicable to my life right now.
You can borrow one of my washing machines. As you pointed out, I have too.
Chaos everywhere in my house. So, I mean,
I think it's okay. I think you have to, and listen, nobody's more uptight than me. Everybody's nodding that. We're all agree. I'm super uptight. So I think you have to manage what's going to like throw your life off balance. For me, having a bunch of laundry clean that needs to be put away throws my life off balance.
Right.
I do not want to see a bunch of clean laundry that needs to be put away. I would much rather see a bunch of dirty laundry in hampers that can be dealt with in an orderly time.
Yes. So it all depends, I think, on what you prefer, like how you function the best. Like
I prefer to be happy.
Well, no.
Dirty laundry out of here.
Okay.
Take it back to your room.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like other moms would keep it in the laundry room and try to get it finished in one day. And it's that might be you. It might be too much for you in one day. You know, like you have to figure out what's going to work best for you.
Yes. Out of sight, out of mind. In the laundry room is in my sight, in my mind. If it's in Smith's closet, I don't go in Kensington's room. I told my mom and I had this discussion a couple months ago. I probably have not set foot. Andrew goes in her room every day just to like check for critters that could be living there. I don't know what he goes in there and checks. It's helped our relationship so much, me not going in her room, because her standards of life and mine are different.
Yes.
And we were butting heads. So about 2 months ago, I said, I'm not coming back in your room. I don't go in her room.
But Andrew does.
Andrew does.
Check in on things.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The other day he came, this is not an exaggeration, this is the truth. He came out of her room and he was balancing like, I don't know, 4 plates, 8 coffee mugs. He goes, I was just there yesterday and none of these things are up there. She just wanders. She wanders with plates. It's like it makes mama's head. So see, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
I just don't go in there.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I've got nothing to contribute right this second because it's chaos. So
I just have my chaos in an area that I don't enter at this point. But does this wrap up? Are we done with season 2?
I think so. Anything else we should say before we like end
it? Thank you to everybody who helped us this season. All the random reader questions, all the feedback, everybody that read the 2 books that we had you read for the book club. Everybody that sent us sweet notes and messages, everybody that entered our, you know, we had our huge bestie breakdown. Oh my gosh, I'm going to post their picture again. We had our huge giveaway on the first episode.
Yes.
We gave away a vacation And the most adorable young couple won, and they're about to have their first baby, and they went in March to Mexico. And they are the cutest couple ever. Her name is Lisa, and she won our Bestie Breakdown giveaway.
That's awesome.
It made me so happy because they were just cute as can be. So we've had some like really high and big fun moments.
Yes. Thank you for being there for a part of it all. And we hope that next season, season three, when we kick it off, that you'll join us again. It's been fun.
If you have any suggestions or feedback or topics you would like us to break down in season three, if this is a good time to send it, send it now. We're going to compile a list. We already have a calendar of things we think we're going to talk about next season, but maybe you're going to give us a suggestion we had not even considered that would make a great episode. So please reach out to us. We would love to hear more about what you want to hear from us here in podcast world.
Yes. So guys, a big farewell. Have a great summer.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bestie Breakdown.
We'll see you next time
in the fall.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhart at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.